This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a third watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. When Parler comes back, we're over there, too. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Don't forget to go over there and check out all the great things that we have to offer over there. Now, that being said, we're going to go to the man, the myth, the legend, the abominable snowman up in the frozen tundra of Michigan, Ron Edwards. I got it all in. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, there we go. We'll put those people back in their jar. So there you go. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've got a new, a little name for you. I think we should start calling Joe Biden 46. Let's just call him by the number, 46. How's that?
I think that's great.
It beats calling him with the title. We'll just go, well, 46 said, so, okay, we'll start with this, because this is what 46 said. He made a direct appeal to the American people and Trump supporters in his inaugural address for national unity. And Karl Rove said Biden's inaugural address was a heartfelt appeal for unity. However, he also demonized a whole bunch of Americans when he did that, didn't he?
I think so. Biden's call for unity, I think it's just an exercise in futility, because how can we be united with an individual such as he, with what he supports? It's almost impossible. But, I mean, he had to say that. He is who he is, and that's what you say. You try to, at least in word, try to unite the nation or appear that that's what your goal is. So,
well, this is the third term of Barack Obama. Now, I've heard people say that Valerie Jarrett's the shadow president, Susan Price is the shadow president. No, let's make something perfectly clear here. Barack Obama is the shadow president. And for all I know, Michelle Obama's running the show. But and there was a lot of love being shown to Barack Obama yesterday at the inaugural. Did you notice that?
Well, not really, because I didn't catch much of the that ceremony.
I didn't see it live, but because I was busy doing things like, I don't know, the Ron Edwards American Experience. But anyway, I did see some of it as the evening wore on.
Yeah, well, anyway, actually, Obama is the brains behind the operation, and Joe Biden is the puppet, and that's what we're going to get. That's what we were cheated into, and so we've got to ride this thing out and do the best we can in the interim.
Now, the other thing that really got my goat was the administration of NUP 46 deleted the 1776 commission after their report had been published and got rid of the information that was on the White House website altogether.
I wasn't surprised. I knew something like that was going to happen. The people from that side of the political aisle are not concerned whatsoever about students learning the truth about American history or any of that kind of stuff. So, that's what they're going to do. I mean, that's what they're about, removing true American history, moving in another direction, far away from our constitutionally limited form of government. Forget the Bill of Rights. That's where we're headed.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, and this is hard to figure, a majority of Americans, per the Gallup poll, say that they approve of the way number 46 has handled the presidential transition.
I saw that. And do you trust the polls? I mean, really?
Well, it depends on how they did it and how they asked the question, but I'll answer the question this way. You know what the football is, right?
Oh, yeah, then. You're talking about the nuclear football.
This is the first time in presidential transition that one president didn't hand the football to the other. So
yeah.
What I'm wondering is, I wonder if Vice President Pence was involved in this somehow, because we're not being told, but we were told that it was totally different this time around than what the normal procedure was.
Yeah, I think this is the first time. I forget the last president that did not attend. I think John Adams.
Way back.
Mm-hmm. John Adams missed the transition. But, yeah, I guess maybe Trump left it in the desk drawer there in the Oval Office. I don't know.
Well, the attaché, the military attaché, was still walking around with it. But, you know, the codes were wherever they were. Okay.
Yeah.
We will be right back with more with Ron Edwards and an Edwards Notebook to boot. When we come back right after this break, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And before we play the Edwards Notebook that we've got here, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program, this segment, is brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura, and Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura has got the beautiful, and I mean the beautiful, new, redesigned MDX on display right now, the 2021 MDX. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup, it's better than ever with the flagship MDX Sport Utility. It's had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. But the MDX also has a new, more rigid body. It's also a double wishbone suspension, and it comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. You can get bigger engines as well. Now, some amazing creature comforts in it, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Wow, does that feel fantastic? And Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best as well. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care for free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors, too. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that is going to save you money. And now, let's listen to an Edwards Notebook.
Considered one of the greatest orators in American history, Daniel Webster, who lived from 1782 to 1852, served as a U.S. Congressman, Senator, and Secretary of State for three presidents. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, not long before his death in 1852, Daniel Webster gave a speech before the Historical Society of New York. Quote, if we and our posterity shall be true to the Christian faith, if we and they shall live always in fear of God and shall respect His commandments, if we shall maintain just moral sentiments and such conscientious convictions of duty as shall control the heart and life, we may have the highest hopes of the future fortunes of our country. But if we and our posterity reject Christian institutions and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitution on which holds us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us. We the people have a final chance to witness the restoration of our republic as one nation under God or one nation gone under. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, TheRonEdwards.com is the website, and Ron Edwards is right here with us right now. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning again.
Let's continue with our conversation here. How about on day one, as promised, as part of the push to roll back the Trump administration's initiative, number 46 signed a series of executive actions. One was a press release that I got. As a matter of fact, I was shocked that I got the press release so fast from the White House that he had signed the Paris Climate Accord to get back into it. And, of course, the mandate about the face masks at all federal buildings and federal properties, even at federal parks, got to wear a face mask.
Yeah, that's kind of, well, I'd almost say retarded. You're outside in the fresh, clean air, and just blowing around and everything, and you're expected to wear a mask. Really crazy stuff. He is rolling back borders as well on the wall, and he promised to do that, basically putting us back into the horribly expensive Paris Climate Accords. And all other initiatives that were very, very disadvantageous to the United States of America. He's put us back in that position, the same position that we were in under Ali Obama, as well as re-upping. He's preparing to re-up the nuclear agreement with Iran. Iran is very happy. China is very happy that 46 is the one that they're dealing with now. And, well, it is going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah. He also blocked U.S. funding for programs overseas that's linked to abortion. He revoked the ban on military service by transgenders. He also addressed immigration, and they're going to give amnesty to, he says, 11 million, but it's going to be more like 25
like 30.
Or 30. Yeah. And, of course, you talked about the border wall, but he also ended a travel ban on some of the majority Muslim countries, which is what got us into trouble the last time because the bad guys were coming right into our country.
And that's what they want. How do you describe this stuff without getting in trouble?
Crazy.
This is really, really bad stuff, and we're just going to have to really unite together as Americans, and like you always like to say, Captain, fight it starting at the local level.
That's right. You got to start. You got to think national, but act local. Start out there, and then work your way up. Okay. Well, how about this one? I heard this, and as a matter of fact, I got sent this by a couple people in Georgia. The Georgia voters are really mad. Now, they were insulted to get some of them, not all of them, they were insulted to get $600 checks when they were told they were going to get $2,000 checks. Now they're being told that they're going to get a $1,400 check plus the $600 that they got, some of them, not all of them, to give them the $2,000. Well, they want to know why they're not getting the $2,000 to begin with on top of the $600, and they're mad as a wet hen about it. A whole bunch of folks down yonder way, or in my case, up yonder way, in Georgia.
You know, I'm glad they're angry about something that this administration 46 is doing or whatever. But they should be more angry about the fact that the 46 administration
46, you got it.
Is going to be enacting principles and whatever to slow down the U.S. economy. What we need to do even more than receiving little checks is to open up the U.S. economy. because that's what we need for the long run, because it would be great, you know, if people want a check or whatever, but those things run out very quickly. Mm-hmm. We need to reopen the U.S. economy, because if we don't, under 46, it's going to be really, really tough times around here.
Yeah, now I know you're a fashion buff and you keep up with all the latest fashions that are out there. And I got an interesting observation for you here. Did you happen to hear anything about Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama? All three of them wore the color purple at the inauguration yesterday. What does the color purple symbolize?
Other than it being a nice color, in my opinion, I don't know.
Okay, I may have to help you out here, and I guess I will. Now, the color purple is created by mixing blue and red. So perhaps this was a nod for the three women to wear shades of this color to give a nod to bipartisanship and unity, maybe. But how about this one? How about purple has also been one of the official colors of the Suffragette National Women's Party since 1913, per the association. We did, after all, have the first female vice president sworn in yesterday. And then there's this one. You've got Shirley Chisholm from 1968. I remember her when she was elected to Congress. And then she ran for president in 1972 on the Democratic ticket. Now, Chisholm used the color purple in her campaign materials for everything that she did. So what say you? What do you think?
It could be that or all of the above.
Okay.
Because I don't know. And
well,
you know,
I didn't say you were a fashion buff. I just said we're going to.
Really don't. Stay up on that.
All right. Now, yesterday, and folks, we got to get this right. Yesterday we had Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Warnock in Georgia, Mr. Padilla in California, three Democratic senators all sworn in. The Democrats now are the majority control of the Senate with Kamala Harris at the top. They're 50-50, but Kamala Harris is the 51st vote.
Yep, and that's not good. It's not very good beans at all. It's going to be very interesting to see how Senate Republicans challenge a lot of the political bilge that's going to be dropping down from 46, the 46 administration. It's going to be very interesting because it's almost like they've got a rubber stamp controlling the House, the Senate, and the White House.
And see, I started something. I got you going on the number 46 there. I think that's better.
Absolutely.
Than doing whatever. Okay, we will talk to you, let me see here, on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good day. Have a good day. All right, Ron Edwards, everybody. Hosted the Edwards Notebook, and we are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farahandfarah.com. Now, don't forget, they have a 24/7 telephone number. And that telephone number is 877-245-6707. The number is 877-245-6707. You can call them and ask them any questions you need to. You'll be talking to a legal expert on the other end. Could be an attorney or a paralegal. But they'll get you hooked up with the right person at 877-245-6707. Now, Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so it's Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. Go over there, check them out, and never forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let me see. I think I know who this is. Good morning, Mary. Is that you?
Good morning, Captain. On the color purple?
Yeah.
I've only seen that in the Bible, meaning, doesn't it mean royalty?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they were wearing it because of the Bible. That's real.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, but that's what it means. The color means to me.
Okay, no, right. Trust me, they weren't wearing it because of that. Trust me.
You are absolutely right.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, it's a good point, but no. Now, you know,
there seems to be a verbal war of sorts brewing right now over the control of the Republican Party and conservatives in general. And it's kind of like a civil war that pits brother against brother. Now, I know the power brokers in the GOP establishment are facing off against the populace. It's power versus populism. Obviously, the populace are the folks that supported Donald Trump or any other party that wasn't mainstream Republican. I get that. I understand that. That's the way it's been for years. But let me suggest that we follow another P. How about principles? Principles. And that's perhaps why we heard Donald Trump respond to the question about the Patriots Party, that he's thinking about that because of the way he's been treated in the Republican Party. Now, I think we should unite around the fundamental principles of constitutionalism and ordered liberty, not around any particular personality or individual, not around the donor class, certainly not around the party apparatus, and we'd be a lot better off. Again, people have said to me, they said, well, does that mean when we give money, should we give it to a candidate, not the party? Well, if it were me, I would. I've always done that. I mean, I get the parties, and by the way, I was an independent for years. And then, because Donald Trump ran for office, I became a Republican. Now I'm thinking about making my switch again back to my independent status. They go, oh, you can't vote in a primary. Well, yeah, I can. I can change my vote if I want to vote for somebody that's on a primary. I can definitely do that. But here's the deal. We need to unite around the founding ideas of America. Why the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights came about to begin with. And we need to support candidates who support the Constitution and who are, in fact, conservative. Now, whatever their previous or current relationship with the assessment of President Donald Trump, that has no bearing on anything. It has to do with America. And for the people who are going to run around and go, well, you supported Donald Trump. You can't be an American. You wanted sedition. You wanted, you attacked the Capitol. No, stop the nonsense. And I'll get into that in a minute here, too. But let's just not have any more loyalty tests other than the constitutional one. Because we conservatives rightly condemn purges and purity spirals from the left. So let's not imitate the worst in our opponents. Let's try to step up and be a little bit better and a little bit smarter than the other guys. Now, I've seen all kinds of pictures and I've been studying them lately. I've kind of become a student of what's going on. Take a look at the pictures of, if you can get them, and I'm sure you can get them because they're all over the internet, plus I've had pictures sent to me. Take a look at the pictures of the people that were standing up on the rail right outside the door of the Capitol. All around there. There was about 1,000 to 1,500 of them, roughly, that were there. That moved up there before the crowd came over from where the president was speaking. Now, the difference is these people weren't wearing ball caps and blue jeans and shorts or whatever that said Trump on them. These people were dressed in black garb, most of them, fatigues, a lot of them, had helmets on, safety helmets of some sort or another, and backpacks, and they brandished things when things started moving along that they could bust glass with and maybe bust a few heads along the process. Now, ask yourself this question. What were they doing up there? Why were they that close? And when everything went south and the Trumpsters came marching down the street and started headed up the Capitol steps because they were going to do what they've done in other places, come up and bang on the door and make it an issue. Well, they banged on the door all right, but these other clowns busted the door down, busted the windows, and in they went, and they go, oh, come on, let's go to the Trumpsters. And it looks like about 500, 600, 700 Trumpsters wound up going in there with them. And if you were in that crowd, and some of you listening to me know that I'm talking to you, if you were in that crowd and you went in the Capitol, I happen to know of people that are already getting knocks on their doors down here from the FBI. So you need to be very careful. They had digital imagery, and they got over 100,000 digital images. And they're just going right on down the list, checking them, seeing if they found them inside anywhere, because there were cameras all over the place. You have to understand, Washington, D.C. has more cameras than any other city in the world. You think New York City's got cameras after 9/11? Uh-uh. Washington, D.C. You can't go anywhere without being monitored, without being watched. And, again, when it comes to the media and the fight that's going on constantly, the lies that are told for profit, for power, for personal gain with the media, all they care is if they've got a story that's going to make money and give them notoriety, for the most part. That's all they care. That's what they look for. That's what they look at. And that's what they try to do. And again, you don't need to take my word for it. All right, now let's see here. We got another comment here about the color purple. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. I'm waiting for the computer to catch up to me. And it's JW up in Brooksville. Good morning, JW. I hope you're doing well. You're getting ready to work with the Good Time Gang, I see. All right, purple is also the official color of Alzheimer's awareness. Oh, geez. JW, trust me, Michelle, Kamala, and Hillary weren't wearing that for Alzheimer's. They just weren't. They just weren't. Oh, and we got all these people here in the group. Okay, well, hello, Patrick. Hello, George. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Cousin Vinny. Hello, Richard the Marine. Hello, Greg, Roger, Terry, Molly, Susie, Al, Richard. Hey, LJ, Doug, Edward, Jason, Bill, Patrick, Brett, hello, Mel, and hello, Diane. Those are all the people that are in the chat room right now. There's a few more, but I didn't get to all of them fast enough. Okay, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take one last little look here around the country and remind all the truckers what it is they may be going into. So don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And we appreciate her very much up there in Carrollton, Georgia, doing that for us. Donna and Donna up there, the Double D Ranch up there. Check them out in Carrollton. And, this final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember that Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, they'll be making a great move in the right direction. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to the great move in the right direction, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Good Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment or stop by the store. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, here we go real quick.
Don't
and keep your hands to yourself.
All righty, that's the Georgia Satellites bringing us in here, and I'm going to do one final Truckers Highway and Bible report because we do have some weather, and it's changed again. The lake effect snow machine is really kicking in high gear up there in upstate New York right now along I-81. And if you're going up towards Old Forge, too, you're going to be in it coming out of Utica going north. It's all the way across the Tug Hill Plateau and the Adirondacks right now. You've already had yourself 4 to 5 feet of snow in the last week, and you're about to get more. Now, it's starting out as a clipper right now, but by tomorrow, the lake effect machine and the winds coming in there is going to just dump more snow along that area north of Oneida Lake all the way to Watertown, New York, and east over into the Tug Hill Plateau. Now, you do have snow out tonight in Montana. If you're going up I-15, you're going to run into it up in Montana all the way to where I-90 comes in. Also along the Blackfoot Reservation there, you've got snow going into the way station. And the upper part of Idaho, just below Coeur d'Alene, you've got snow in there in the higher elevations. We do have some fog tonight up in the Seattle area, so be advised of that. Another system coming in down in Oregon, down around the southern part of Oregon. They'll be coming in there. We do have some winds tonight in the western part of Nevada, just west of Las Vegas and the southeastern corner of California, as well as up in I-25 north of Cheyenne and Laramie as well. And then in Michigan, gale force winds up along Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan. Snow machine's going to kick in up there. Oh, boy. And if you're traveling along I-10 tonight, New Orleans, you've got fog in New Orleans. You get west of New Orleans, get over there towards Lafayette. You're going to have fog all the way to Houston, and then it's patchy fog all the way on down to the border down there if you're going down to Brownsville. So be advised of all that. And that's the way things look at the moment. Okay, to the phone line we go. We got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Yes, sir, what's going on?
Well, Captain, you seem to be a little slow on the draw tonight. What J.D., was saying about the color purple and the Alzheimer's Association. That could be because of 45 putting on the act as though he has dementia. This guy didn't get the way he
got. No, it's 46. We're calling him 46. 45 is Trump.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, 46, rather. Yeah. 46, yeah. China Joe by Beijing Biden. But, I believe that's what J.D. was being sarcastic about, the color purple and the Alzheimer's. Because this guy, like I said, he didn't get the way he got by being honest and being full of dementia. So J.D. was just making a sarcastic move, I believe, and I think we kind of slipped that. But, yeah. Anyway, Captain, you have a great day. And, God willing, God bless him there.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mel. We appreciate that. Now, the other thing, folks, is yesterday, number 46, on day one, rolled back a bunch of Trump's policies. No surprise. We knew he was going to do it on the climate, on the wall, on the Muslim ban, on COVID. Now, among the raft of orders addressing immigration, Biden revoked Trump's emergency declaration that helped fund the construction of the border wall and ended the travel ban on some majority of the Muslim countries. The further actions involved the ban on military service by transgender Americans and reversing a policy that blocks U.S. funding for programs overseas linked to abortion. Also, when it came time for some of the other things, the mask mandate on federal property and for federal employees, in order to establish a new White House office coordinating the response to the coronavirus. In other words, they're going to form a brand new commission on top of the one that they had. And they're halting the process of withdrawing from the World Health Organization. That's another thing in there. Eventually, they're going to take a look at a lot of the things that President Trump did, and they're going to just deep six them. That's my opinion. But it is what it is. And Biden did sign number 46, that is, signed 15 executive actions yesterday, shortly after being sworn in. No one should be surprised. No one. People are going to boo-hoo and wah-wah all day long. But, hey, you know,
Elections have consequences. And I'm telling you, while Joe Biden, number 46, I got to quit calling him that. I want to call him 46 and not by his name. While number 46 called for unity in the inaugural speech while demonizing fellow Americans, called a whole group of Americans some names. And then, of course, they deleted the 1776 commission from the White House website immediately after. Because now they're going along with the 1619 project. Remember that. And what you weren't told about President Trump yesterday was you heard all about, well, there was no one here to send off President Trump. There was very few people, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. But what they didn't tell you is what went on when he landed in Palm Beach and went down Southern Boulevard to Mar-a-Lago. The streets were lined with several thousand supporters, including Leo and his group down there, with welcome home signs, with Donald Trump was our president, that sort of thing. And they cheered him on, and he loved it. So there you go. So the media trying to get a narrative out there that nobody cared, well, they cared, but they didn't care to follow up on it. And the next battle is going to be amnesty. It's going to be amnesty. 11 million is what 46 is telling us. Well, we're going to let 11 million people stay in the country. Yeah. It's more like 30 million. Could even be higher. Because once he does that, they're going to come out of the woodwork. We won't know until he does it as to what's going on. By the way, Chris Wallace. Jeez. The Biden speech was the best inaugural address I've ever heard. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was a whole bunch of innuendos and really nothing to say, except it kind of reminded me of the Rodney King speech or the thing when he was on TV and he says, "Can't we all just get along?" That's kind of what it reminded me of. By the way, celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, were just falling all over themselves with the Biden-Harris love relationship. They were hyperbating with joy, literally. And again, for a while, you're going to hear about the color purple, because that seems to be one of the discussions. It's one of the trending topics, the color purple. Oh, and Vogue yesterday said they would release a revised cover after complaints from Vice President Kamala Harris about her picture. Okay. We'll go with that. Oh, and Amazon, they never offered to help before with President Trump, but Amazon now is offering the Biden, number 46 administration, to help with the distribution of the vaccine. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. So we'll be back tonight on the program. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. Have yourself a great day. Stay low, stay warm. God bless America.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.